Welcome back, Threefold listeners. I hope you're having a great week. We've got a fantastic guest for you today, a little bit of a different episode. My beautiful wife, Hannah, is joining me today. So we've got something special as she's here. Hannah, welcome to the show today.
Thanks. Merry early Christmas, everyone.
If you're watching, you can see we've got a little bit different background. Hannah took the liberty to decorate my podcast area here a little bit differently, very festive. She threatened to make me wear like a Santa costume, but she didn't do that. So I'm happy about that. But the reason I have Hannah on today, it's going to be a little bit different episode, a little bit of a special episode. We want to talk about just giving back to our residents, actually to our investors as well. But around this time of year, around the holidays, it's definitely something we start thinking about and we've been acting on for the past, you know, 3-4 years, I guess. Yeah. Now, you know, for me getting into real estate, and we've always wanted to do this. I mean, we felt like God led us toward real estate. And we felt like it was something that, you know, God had us on. It was going to bless our family. We felt like it was a journey he had on us, but we really always felt like it was a way we were going to be able to bless others, whether it's, you know, financially or providing a good place to live. But we always had that in our hearts. I think it was around the holidays, I guess, too, when we were renovating buildings, that we first, you started really pushing for this idea. Well, hey, let's do that. Let's go ahead and give. Let's bless others. Let's, you know, pass on the blessings that God has given us onto others. And I know for me, it's always been about kind of the numbers and the apartments, and it's an investment. We have investors along with us, but I do want to give back to the residents, and you've been really good about pushing that side of things. So, you know, from the beginning, we've had a heart for that. I don't know where, you know, you want to go with that, but where does that, you know, come from for you? What do you want to jump into?
Yeah, I feel like you're right. From the beginning, it was very clear when you decided to make this big switch, you know, from being a physical therapist to, you know, a real estate investor. It was very much about the numbers, and there was a lot of numbers talk. And I feel like that's just a very thin line, to where you can cross over very quickly into the money becoming more of an idol and just feeling a little more greedy. And I just needed to know that it was more about the numbers and that it was about something greater.
Yeah. I think, you know, one thing I think about when you say it is like, you can fall into the trap of trying to build an empire here on earth.
Sure.
And, you know, as you're building a portfolio, it kind of feels like that. Like, and it's kind of fun. It's kind of a game. It's this thing I really enjoy doing, like trying to build this portfolio, build this empire here on earth. But we want to be kingdom oriented, eternally focused people. So we want to build an empire in heaven. And that's really about loving God and loving people. So this episode is not about us bragging about what we've done, because we really have not done anything spectacular. It's really more because we haven't done anything spectacular, but just to encourage people, hey, we've just done these tiny little things, but it seems to like really mean something to our residents, and it's a way to bless. So it's just to encourage you out there. If you've got rental properties, if you've got other ways, God has put people into your life in other ways. And just maybe around this time of year, you think, hey, that's a good idea. Lee and Hannah are just doing this tiny little thing for the residents. We could do that. Right. So it's just an encouragement. This is not a brag. We don't really have much to brag about. And if we brag, it's going to be bragging about what the Lord has done through us and what he's now doing through us in a tiny little way. So it starts with the why and your reasons for doing it. You've gotten into that a little bit. I think we have kind of our four reasons as to why we feel led to give back. So maybe let's jump into those. What's our first reason for really wanting to give back and doing this?
Yeah. I think number one for us is that God calls us to do it. He, you know, calls us to love him, number one, and love others. And so because of that, it's a really easy way to do that. Right. And the people that he has, you know, literally put inside of our reach to just serve and hopefully bring him, you know, the glory in the end.
If you're a Christ follower, or if you're just, you know, oriented toward helping others, you might think of these big things of like, well, I should go on a mission trip. I should go do something big. But often it can be a lot simpler that God has put people right in front of you. And for us, once we started buying apartment buildings, it was like, they're right there. These people right there. And not that like the people in our apartments are hurting, but everybody's got a story and everybody's got things going on, and everybody enjoys receiving something and feeling like someone just gave them a little love, you know, through a gift. Yeah. So what's number two?
So number two is that it truly keeps us humble. Like I said before, it can very easily kind of cross over into, okay, this is about the numbers and, you know, these are big numbers in and out. And it's just a reminder of, for us to be really good stewards of the things that God has given us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it reminds me of Luke 12, where, you know, God says to who much is given, much is required. That's what we want to instill in our kids too, is that is what is required of us, that God has designed us in certain ways and with certain giftings, whether it's, you know, our talents or even just financial means to bless others through the blessings that he gives us.
Yeah. And like you said, I mean, from the beginning for me, this has been a financial journey. And I did feel like I wanted to get into this, and it felt like we can do really, really well financially. I mean, I don't hide that. That's you know, a big part of the draw for me. And again, I'm geared that way, and it's not a bad thing, but if we're going to do that, if we're going to go for that, and then we need to be good stewards of that.
Right.
And so that's, you know, what we're kind of trying to do. And by giving back. Number three
is definitely for our kids.
Sure.
Yeah. Because we are constantly trying to remind them that it is not all about them. And especially this time of the year. And our life is just already so integrated in so many ways. You know, it's not like they're going to school and you're going to work, and we kind of do things like everything we do is kind of together. And so this is just another way to include them in the business. And so they feel like they have a hand in it. And it just teaches them to love our residents in a different kind of way. Even the residents that are a little bit harder to love. I mean, they hear us talk about them, but it's a reminder to them that even though these are the trouble ones, like, we are still also, you know, called to love them too. I'll let you handle number four, since that's probably more your baby.
Yeah. Okay, good. So number four, just it does make business sense. So if you're thinking like, man, that's just too much, I can't get into that, like, we got to do things that are good for the business. Well, I think this is good for the business. It is something different. It is something meaningful and impactful. And so I think it establishes some goodwill, some good cheer this time of year at your property. And so a lot of what we do is we're trying to attract new residents, right? And we're trying to bring them in, you know, and raise the rent a little bit, but we're also trying to keep residents. And I think this really does go a little way to help keep residents. We'll talk about it a little bit later, but getting property management involved and that establishes, you know, goodwill there between the property managers and the residents. And it just keeps people around and makes them feel good about the property. And that's what we want. That really, and that makes business sense to do that. So it's cool that it works that way too.
It's the small touches. It's not, you know, the big stuff. I mean, they can go anywhere and get their maintenance calls, you know, answered.
Right. Yeah.
And it's the small things, the different things that I feel like really, you know, kind of make the impact. In people's lives.
Above and beyond. Those are our reasons why. You may have different reasons. Those are just ours. You know, nothing special, doesn't have to be that way for you, but let's get into a little bit then, like, what we've done. We've kind of prefaced it a little bit, but we have not done anything magical, anything big. I mean, you're not going to be blown away by anything we've done. And that's kind of the point, is just, we've just done some kind of little things that anybody out there could do. Again, whether you're investing in apartments and your own rentals, you could definitely do it kind of like we have a little bit, or your own flavor. But if you have people in your lives in other ways, you can maybe get some ideas. So maybe kind of, how did we get started? What have we done since? What are some things we've done?
In the beginning, we started very small. I'm talking, you know, baking bread in our oven pre-COVID, obviously.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of ways, I feel like, to serve the residents and the investors. But one way that we found, I feel like you always typically buy these like value add properties, which is what you're supposed to do. And there's always a lot of construction involved. And
especially early on. Yeah.
And with that comes a lot of dirt, a lot of noise, a lot of in and out.
Just annoying the residents.
And they don't appreciate that. I mean, that's their home.
They don't love it.
Right. So we've just found ways to kind of thank them for their patience. And I'm talking like a schoolhouse, for example. You know, when we had the 16 unit, you know, there was so much construction going on. And that's where we, you know, got the pumpkin bread. Like, the kids and I baked these pumpkin breads and then had, you know, this apple butter to go along with it, with just like a little note that said, you know, thank you so much for your patience, and hung that on, you know, each of the doors.
The Alpine, Subway gift card, I think.
Yep, there. The fire situation, just the residents out as they were dealing with the mess of that. And then COVID was another example where, when things were just really unstable, just bought the residents that we had this grocery gift cards.
Or something like that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and I think again, it's something small, but what you're kind of saying is like, it just tells them like, we do see you, we do notice, like, we do understand that. You know, having the carpet torn up in the hallways and walking through a mess, and then the noise, you know, obviously we're not doing it early in the morning, late at night, but still it might be some people sleeping during the day and we're being noisy. And so it's just acknowledging them, just something small. I mean, we're talking, you know, I think we did $5 or $10, you know, on these gift cards. So it's not big. It's not something that's going to change the game, but it does say like, somebody noticed me, somebody took the time, took the effort. And again, maybe it's not the money. It's just, it's the effort. It's the acknowledgement of it.
Yeah. I feel like right now is the easiest opportunity, and that's the holidays. In the past, we've done a plethora of different things, but the most memorable were the giant popcorn tins that literally
the kids liked running those around.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, literally little kids running door to door with these giant popcorn tins, and they're, you know, $5 at Kroger,
Walmart, or whatever.
Yeah. So we did that around the holidays too. I feel like last year we did the little bags with the notes that had around Christmas, it was hot chocolate and peppermints with like a note in it. Around Thanksgiving, it was the caramels and the apple cider, you know, again, just in a tiny little bag with a note in it. And then this year we decided to do, because we've kind of gained so many units, it's, again, you can't, you know, serve everybody every year. And so we're just doing more of an open house at one of our newer properties with just hot chocolate bar and cookies and candy and things for the residents to come in. Property management's going to kind of man the table and everything. But yeah, just as a way to say Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we're thinking about you. You know, the little bags were great. And I guess we're going to get into this with some of our tips, but there's something small. When the more units you get, you know, it becomes harder.
So
when we did that last year, I mean, we what did we say? We did it like 130, 140 units that we delivered those to. So we had to make 140 little bags and stuff them and all that. But it was fun because, you know, our business partners, Kevin Waymire and his family, you know, we went over to their house and that was just a fun experience, a good time because, you know, we had four kids.
Well, and they have a huge little kids, table.
Huge dining room table. And we're packaging 140. Yeah. So each, you know, it was like an assembly line of us had a job. And so for us, again, it goes back to what you were saying to me about the kids and teaching them to be humble. It's like, we're taking this night and we're going to package these for our residents. We're gonna, you know, again, it's more like the time and the effort that goes into it than it is the money for us at this point right now, because that's kind of what we have more than we have the money and the financial means to do it. But one thing I almost forgot to say is that we also like to give back to our investors. So we've done a little bit of that. You know, the residents are kind of right in front of us. We feel like we're serving them, but our investors are, you know, we're kind of serving them, but they're really more of our partners and they like to, you know that we're giving back and kind of be a part of that too. But we like to give back to them because we are really around this time of year, we just think of how thankful we are for them. So we've done some things there. I know recently we sent out some gifts to each of our investors and it was like a tumbler, you know, and then we gave them some coffee from a local coffee shop here in Lebanon, Ohio, where we live and where my business partner, Kevin, and I, you know, would meet early on and dream about Threefold.
Right.
And so, and then, you know, you and I have been there a lot and kind of game planning about Threefold. So it made a lot of sense for us to give them coffee from that coffee shop because investors that we did that for, they're the ones that got us started. So while you and I were there and while Kevin and I were there getting this business launched, it was the investors that came in and really allowed us to get the business launched. And then on top of that, we had an investor appreciation dinner or event and invited some of the really early investors, some of the early bigger investors that believed in us and were willing to invest with us really before we had the track record.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we have a little bit of a track record now. So it makes more sense, I would say, for people to invest with us because we have that track record. But the folks that did it early on, you know, a lot of family and friends, but some that weren't, that were newer to us, that just got it to know us after over some time. We're just, I mean, obviously so grateful for that and just kind of blown away by them believing in us and investing with us. So we really wanted to give back kind of in a little bit bigger way. That was really cool. Just fun for us to, I mean, some of them we had, you know, not really met before, like face to face. And so now we're sitting down, breaking bread and really having a great time. We had it for a few hours, right? And just really enjoyed some good time. So that's kind of a different thing. But we would certainly encourage you in that way, especially if you're getting started. You may not have, you know, if we keep growing, we're going to have more and more investors. It's going to be hard to do something intimate like that.
Right.
And so it was really important for us. Hey, before we get too big, let's go ahead and acknowledge those people that really helped get us started.
Yeah.
So if you're in a situation like that, I would highly encourage you to do that. What are some of the tips that we could give just in our limited experience in the few years that we've been doing this? What are some things that we've discovered that kind of help, you know, to allow you to give back in a good way to the residents?
Yeah. Well, I feel like everyone wants to do this. I mean, everyone truly does want to be kind and love well, but there are, you know, roadblocks and there are hindrances to you actually making the decision to do it. So things that we've kind of come across, and again, we do not do this perfect at all. But just some things we've kind of learned along the way. One thing that you've mentioned is you just start early. There's never going to be a good time. There's never going to be a good season in real estate to do this. So the earlier you start, again, the smaller you are and the easier it will be. And then just to get into the habit of doing it too.
Yeah. Right. Well, I've taught you that because every time you think we're going to get ahead in real estate, I just push more money out there and buy more property. So accurate. It's going to be, and it's always going to be that way. Just so you know that, but yeah, so you're never, not to say never. I mean, yeah, maybe you sell a big property and you have a big windfall. And now it's like, okay, we can get back in a big way. Great. Do that. But you don't know when that's going to come. So yeah, go ahead and get started. Whatever money you do have that you feel like you can spend on this, go ahead and do it.
And then one thing, obviously this year we are learning is you can just pick one property, just to focus on. And in the past we've been able to do all of our properties, but this year it's just picking the one and just serving that. And I mean, this property is over 200 residents that we're going to be serving. So that's 200 people that we are just loving well and just kind of letting them know that they are.
Yeah, it's 95 units, but 200 people in those 95 units.
And then also you can, there's different styles of doing it. You know, we've done the door-to-door, which is very interesting with little kids.
Yeah, can be a lot of fun. They love it.
But door-to-door, but then you can also just do the open house style, where again, our property management, and which that's another tip, is lean on your property management company.
For sure.
You don't want them to actually have to plan it, because that's on them and that's a hassle, where they love the fact that you are just coming in, you're buying everything and they'll man it, you know, but it is a great reflection on them too, as a property management company. So they love it because it's just serving the residents. The residents are happy. If their residents are happy, they're happy.
It just establishes like goodwill and good cheer this time of year.
And then also include the kids. Yeah. I know that can go both ways, and it has for us too. It can definitely make things more difficult.
Easier at a certain age, but we've started when they were young. It's tougher, but
it's all about the consistency though. Including them from what you're doing to doing it, to delivering it.
Yeah.
And they do enjoy it. And it is just a reminder, especially this time of the year, that it isn't about them. Like it is about serving others well. And then stick to a theme on it. Like if you're not creative, just stick to the Christmas theme of hot chocolate and peppermints.
It's an easy way to go.
We've definitely done that, and it keeps it very easy. And Canva is a free program that you can design these beautiful little notes, and it's free. And if you aren't a professional at this, it's okay. They'll make you look like you're a professional at this. So that's a great option. One thing we kind of struggled with was how do you sign it? You know, how do you let them know who it's from? And so one thing we've decided is we just always put it from the ownership group of, and then whatever property it is. And that way they understand who it's from, and that it's not just from property management, or it's just not some gimmicky thing. But the ownership group truly does, you know, they kind of went the extra mile with it. The other kind of thing we kind of struggled with was, okay, how do you deliver this without, when you run into residents, you know?
Yeah. Or if you're doing the open house.
Yes.
Yeah. So we've just always said, like, our residents, we like them to know that we work with the owners, which is true. And we can, I mean, obviously all of our investors are owners. So that's a great way to say it, that we think of it. Just, we work with the owners. So if anybody were ever to ask, you know, oh, you know, this says from the ownership group and you guys are the ones handing out, do you own the building? Well, we work with them.
Because you never want to be known.
I don't, but yeah. So yeah, we just work with them. Is that it? So all the tips you got?
That's the tips I've got. The limited number of experience.
Yeah, I think those are good. I mean, yeah, again, we hope this is encouraging. It's been really meaningful to us, and it seems like it's been meaningful to our residents. So we felt like it made sense to jump on and do an episode just to encourage you out there. Again, if you're an apartment owner, maybe you can do something similar. Again, because it's not hard to follow in our footsteps. I mean, we're not leaving big footsteps here. It's very small. But even if you don't, if you've got another way and you think, oh, maybe I could do that in this area of my life, and this is a great time of year to do that. Yeah, so have a great holidays. Merry Christmas. And hopefully, you know, you can love others well and maybe improve somebody else's Christmas. Hopefully we're doing that a little bit this year.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah. Have a good one.